Hier ist eine Familie Fleisch.
It's been 3 long weeks since New York, Chairman. Firstly, I'd just like to thank you on behalf of all the Australian shareholders for continuing this tradition of coming out to Australia. There are probably about 25 registered shareholders in New York, so Adelaide is confirming its status as the shareholder attendance capital of Australia. And we'll see you all here in Adelaide on November 28th for the BHP AGM. I've just got one comment and one question.
For the which?
What's happening? BHP's. Adelaide's becoming the shareholder capital of Australia, so BHP's coming here following your lead.
Really?
On November 28th, yes.
I thought they got a broken hell.
Now, Chairman, I put up a shareholder resolution in New York proposing to get rid of the dual class voting structure to move to a company with one vote, one value, which would have the effect of reducing your family's stake from 40% to about 13% post the Malone deal, but would also have the effect of causing a re-rating in the stock and helping some of us Australian shareholders who are losing on the currency. I've heard your defences about needing management stability and the ability to take a lot of risks. But I'm just interested as to whether you've heeded the message at all when almost $5 billion worth of Australian stock was voted in favour of this resolution and against the board's strong recommendation not to do that. But my other point is, I was presenting a Walkley Award last year live on television and was assaulted by one of your drunken journalists, Glenn Milne.
He hasn't had a drop since, I can assure you.
Now, I'm not going to storm the stage to present you with my $65 physio bill from the sprained ankle that I suffered, but I have found the Australian management to be particularly belligerent in their approach to this incident, in firstly not sacking Mr. Milne, and then point blank even refusing to just do a token gesture of paying my physio bill. So I just reach up to the head office, to the guru, and say, would you pay my physio bill as a small signal that this was unacceptable conduct?
I was thinking of giving him a drink tonight, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry that occasion that happened, but I think other apologies have been given in the past.
Thank you.